A leading defence analyst warns Australia must rapidly increase military spending with a doubling of submarines and fighter aircraft because the United States is no longer a reliable ally. The alarming scenarios is outlined in a new book being released today, which also suggests some high-profile military projects be scrapped. Here's defence correspondent Andrew Green.
Professor Hugh White has spent decades formulating and studying Australia's strategic outlook and believes he's never seen a more challenging period.
Really fundamental shift in Australia's strategic situation is taking place. For the first time, really, since European settlement of this continent, we can no longer assume that we'll have a great and powerful friend, Britain first, then America, as the dominant power in Asia, as the strongest military power in Asia.
In a book ominously titled How to Defend Australia, the ANU professor argues China is on track to become this region's dominant power and a massive boost in defence spending from a projected 2% of GDP to around 3.5% is urgently needed.
That means we're looking at spending an extra $30 billion a year. It's a huge increase. But what else should we expect when we move from an environment in which we've been very confident in American support?
Among Professor White's radical proposals is to scrap the $50 billion program to build 12 French-designed future submarines and to instead develop at least 24 more affordable boats based on Australia's existing Collins-class fleet.
The problem with the submarine project we have underway at the moment is it is going to deliver, if it delivers, very expensive submarines, which we can only afford a relatively small number, very late, and with real uncertainties about their performance.
The former Defence Department official doesn't stop there, arguing current plans to purchase up to 72 Joint Strike Fighter aircraft is not nearly enough.
I think if we're going to do these things independently, if we're going to meet the bigger demands, we're going to look at more like 200.
And to help pay for the massive spending boost, he believes some money could be saved by scrapping what he considers the unnecessary $35 billion contract for British-designed future frigates. Dr. Sam Roggeveen from the Lowy Institute has closely studied Professor White's new book and believes its central warning is valid.
There really isn't a grand organising principle for America's leadership in Asia, and therefore I think over the long term, America's motivation to remain top dog is going to go into decline, and with it, so will go the Australia-US alliance.
That's Dr. Sam Roggeveen from the Lowy Institute, ending Andrew Green's report.